NPR's Larry Abramson was in Ann Arbor today to ask Michigan students how they're reacting to the changes at the university. Since Amendment 2 was passed in November, he found many students say that they have accepted the end of affirmative action.
People come to an off-campus hangout called Beaners, I am told, because the coffee here will keep you awake longer than what you get at Starbucks. I met law student Ian Labatou there. He was upset about Proposal 2 and helped stage a debate between backers and foes of the measure. He says he did not find the amendment's proponents to be racist, and that eased his concerns a bit. The important thing now, Labatou says, is that he still feels welcome at the U of M, and that's what he will tell potential students.
Being part of the African-American community at the school, I'm going to do my best to speak to students who are interested in the school and let them know how great the opportunity is, the type of experience that I've had, and feeling like I belong here in Ann Arbor, I belong here at the University of Michigan Law School.
Ian Labatou does wonder how admissions officials can avert their eyes from obvious signs of race or gender in the application essay.
One telltale sign is that I went to an all-male, historically black college, which played a very prominent role in who I am as a person today. So me in particular, you could definitely tell who I was from my statement.
Those who helped pass Proposal 2 say they will be watching very closely to see that the university does eliminate affirmative action. Michigan State Professor William Allen backed Proposal 2 as chairman of Toward a Fair Michigan.
Well, I'm actually encouraged that the president of the University of Michigan has backed away from her George Wallace-like massive resistance stance that she initially announced. Day by day, the university is becoming more responsible, and it's becoming more responsible under great pressure.
For many opponents of Proposal 2, it's simply not possible to maintain a diverse student population without affirmative action. Several groups are challenging the constitutionality of the law. On the left of those groups is By Any Means Necessary. Co-founder Shanta Driver says the amendment promotes discrimination because it allows some preferences to continue for athletes, for children of alumni, for kids from rural Michigan.
The only people that are being barred from being able to approach the University of Michigan's admissions people and say, you know, hey, you've got to take our circumstances and who we are into consideration, are Black and Latino, Native American, and women students.
On campus, there is still anger and disappointment that voters overwhelmingly chose to drop the university's vaunted affirmative action program. This, after all, is the school that went to the Supreme Court in 2003 and won a partial victory in its fight to defend the use of race and gender in admissions. Proposal 2 was designed to trump that decision. Professor Richard Lichtenstein of the School of Public Health runs a program that recruits students who want to improve health care services in minority communities.
The thing that I'm most afraid of is that because Proposal 2 passed, talented students of color will not apply to the university because they'll feel that they're not welcome here, and there's nothing further from the truth.
But Lichtenstein says affirmative action is just one way of attracting a diverse student body. The 2003 High Court ruling forced the university to revise its undergraduate admissions policies. At that time, Lichtenstein opened up his program to any student interested in minority health issues. He now has a few white students in the program.
We have a group of faculty members and students and staff who are quite committed to a lot of issues that students of color are interested in. So I think we can attract a very diverse student body without using any kind of preferential admissions.
Some Detroit high school students I spoke with said they would be just as likely to apply to the university now as before. They said they did not want affirmative action for themselves, but they felt it was wrong to drop the policy while minority kids still score well below whites in primary and secondary school. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Ann Arbor, Michigan.